Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Hi, thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 626 of Nostalgia Radio Time. It's our annual Big Band Bash for New Year's Eve. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday season and are looking forward to ringing in 2024 with the Big Band sounds of Nostalgia Radio Time. We've got some great programs lined up for you, beginning with this Glenn Miller remote broadcast excerpt going back to New Year's Eve, 1938.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to dance out the old year with Glenn Miller's music. Begin the National Broadcasting Company's New Year's Eve Dance Parade with Glenn Miller's music, coming to you from the Paradise Restaurant in New York City. Music styled by one of the nation's leading exponents of the swing trombone and one of America's ace arrangers. Vocals by lovely Marion Hutton and Ray Everly. The swing trombone of Glenn Miller is featured in our first number, a special arrangement of King Porter's Stomp. King Porter's Stump, driven right down that old New Year's throat. And now it's Glenn Miller's music as Ray Eberly steps to the microphone to sing Glenn's arrangement of Please Come Out of Your Dreams. Finishes. And now, collegiate swing fans in New England, where Glenn Miller recently played a number of fall college promenade dances, selected his arrangement of FDR Jones from the Broadway musical show Sing Out the News as their favorite. With blonde Marion Hutton and the orchestra singing the vocal, it's FDR Jones. Chad Jones. New Year's Eve, the Paradise Restaurant in New York City, and listen to Glenn Miller's music or dance to the orchestra in 1 o'clock jump. If you'll put down that trombone, you want to come over and say something to a waiting world?
Thank you very much, Nelson. Naturally, we feel very honored at being chosen to start this New Year's Eve dancing party. And it's a little bit premature, but for Marion Hutton, Ray Eberly, the boys, and myself, I want to be one of the first to wish you all a very happy New Year.
Thanks, Glenn Miller. Glenn Miller's music with Marion Hutton and Ray Eberly has come to you this New Year's Eve from New York City's festive Paradise Restaurant on the Gay White Way. Well, now let's bend an ear toward Johnny Messner and his Music Box Band from the Hotel McAlpin in New York City.
Going all the way back 85 years to New Year's Eve 1938 for the Glenn Miller Orchestra, kicking off our New Year's party right here on Nostalgia Radio Time. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you'd like featured, send a request to NostalgiaRadioTime@yahoo.com. And be sure to check us out on Facebook and on X. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios looking to acquire a set when it's fully restored and functional, now I'm in with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at RadioAddict.com/VanBeek. Up next, we've got the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. This goes back to October 24th of 1942, featuring Harry James in the orchestra.
Well, sir, we can all relax after that one. But do you all know what it really means to refresh yourself? It's very simple. There's nothing to it but ice-cold Coca-Cola. Just pause a moment anywhere you find that Coke is offered. Dip the famous frosty bottle to your lips. And what do you find when you find Coca-Cola? A certain unique quality of refreshment. There's something original about it. A taste and a way of refreshing that you never fail to enjoy and appreciate. In fact, the only thing like Coca-Cola in anybody's experience is Coca-Cola itself.
Coca-Cola.
lovely voice belonging to a lovely lady is turned over to the task of pleasing the men of the United States Navy Receiving Barracks here in Brooklyn as Helen Forrest sings, I Had the Craziest Dream Last Night. Spotlight points with pride to the United States Naval Receiving Barracks here in Brooklyn, New York, to its commanding officer, Commander R.W. Tweest, its officers and its men. For here is where American men of the land come to take their first step toward the sea in their desire to become men of the United States Navy, to prepare to take their posts on the decks of the mighty steel vessels of victory, which are daily sailing the seas. Uncle Sam's newfound fighting sons of freedom, in whose hearts liberty finds her home, her protection, her strength. Their creed is in their courage, their bravery is in their belief, and they're here to invest those qualities in the stronghold of democracy, the fighting forces of the United States. They'll work hard and they'll fight hard until their job is done. And the same spirit that hastened them here will hasten victory on her way. And so do you, officers and men of the United States Naval Receiving Barracks here in Brooklyn. Your nation, through the spotlight, sincerely points with pride. Tonight, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands owes a vote of thanks to the makers of Chesterfields for letting us borrow Harold James from his regular three-a-week program to play here for the men of the United States Naval Receiving Barracks. They are good neighbors, and here's a good tune that's been doing mighty well on their own good program, the Backbeat Boogie. Oh,
is Harry James, and thanks to the men of the United States Armed Forces, we were here in the Saturday Night Spotlight. So thanks to the men of the United States Armed Forces.
Yes, sir, and thanks to Harry James, we'll now hear his famous musical signature signed in the Coca-Cola guest register. It's been night number 30 for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands, and we've already marched 37,295 Spotlight miles. Monday night, we're sending Les Brown to Maryland to play for the officers and men at Fort Meade. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday nights, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands will continue its giant swing around the country. And on Saturday night, you'll hear the Spotlight Champion of Champions. That's the band elected number one by the votes of servicemen throughout the nation. So, boys, remember, if you're wearing a uniform, you can vote for your favorite band by dropping a note to the Coca-Cola Company, Atlanta, Georgia. And if your Army post or naval base sends the most votes in ratio to the number of its total personnel, we'll send you a Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands program within 30 days. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And tomorrow on another network, the Coca-Cola Company presents Andre Kostelanitz and his orchestra, the eminent American violinist Albert Spaulding, and a singing guest, Helen Jepsen, famous soprano of the Metropolitan. Consult your local newspaper for time and details. This broadcast to Richie Yankton at the Navy Receiving Barracks is sponsored for the entertainment of the personnel. And since the Navy Department does not endorse any product, it's not intended as an endorsement. And now this is Gil Newsom reminding you that Monday night the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands will be at Fort Meade in Maryland with Les Brown. And saying see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night. This is the Blue Network.
Harry James on the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. Now we've got a wonderful New Year's Eve broadcast, a remote broadcast from the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. This goes back to December 31st, 1970, as he welcomes 1971.
Champagne music of Lawrence Welk. Friends, we're just about 200 seconds away from a brand new year, and here is a new favorite of an old-time song, and it's a wonderful arrangement, the High Tide Boogie. Thank you. enthusiasm at its bubbling best, and the wonderful crowd here eagerly awaiting the birth of a brand new year. And we are seconds away, and shortly we're going to have a countdown. Okay, let's go now, starting with 50. Kisses to their beloved maestro. And here's a man who's getting more famous, younger looking with each passing year, Lawrence Welk.
Well, thank you, Ralph Fortner. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. Well, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful audience here at the Hollywood Palladium. I've been visiting and talking with so many people, my voice is practically all gone. But I think I have enough left to tell you that my family, my musical family, all join me in wishing you the best of everything in this new year. We have a wonderful new year coming up out here. Let's all try and make this next year, 1971, this year, the best ever. Ralph, take over. Let's play some champagne music for the folks.
Very good. And here's the first song of 1971 on the West Coast. The song is You.
Thank you.
Song Is You. And the first vocal honors in 1971 go to the pride of Algona, Iowa. Dick Dale with a wonderful recipe for this next year, One Cup of Happiness.
Say, waiter, would you kindly stop? Take my order, please. Tonight I'm full of emptiness and old-time memories. So I need something special that'll chase the blues away and help me to forget about the drink of yesterday. Just bring me one cup of happiness and one peace of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. A cup of happiness, one piece of mind. You know it may sound funny, but when I was passing by, the sign up in your window is the thing that caught my eye. I don't recall exactly, but I do believe it says we're guaranteed to satisfy, so you go right ahead and bring me one cup of happiness and one piece of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need. Of happiness and one piece of mine.
The voice of Dick Dale, One Cup of Happiness. Pleasure to introduce the newest member in Lawrence Welk's musical family, a great talent, Peanuts Hucko, with his rendition of Land of Dreams.
Thank you.
The clarinet artistry of Phoenix Hucko. Meanwhile, Lawrence Welk, the only band leader who dances to his own music, having a wonderful time. Now, a delightful twosome with a wonderful pair of songs, and the continuity is great. What the world needs now is put a little love in your heart. Bob Lido of Jersey City, New Jersey, has been with Lawrence Welk for 16 years and has really acquired quite a following. Great voice, great talent. Here he is with Mame.
You coax the blues right out of the horn, babe. You chomp the husk right off of the corn, babe. You got the banjo strumming and plunking out of tune to beat the band. You got the whole place humming, it's you, bro, Dixie, back to Dixieland. You make this singer feel like a king or Mame. You make this world we're living in swing, Mame. You make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational proved to be inspirational. I think it's just sensational. Mame, it's Bob Hayes. Thank you.
king of living. You make this world for living in swing. You make the old magnolia tree blossom at the mention of your name. Your special fascinational proved to be inspirational. I think it's just sensational. Oh yeah, you're sensational. I think it's just sensational. Fame, 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 fame. Oh, Mame. Oh, Mame. Mame. Oh, oh, Nellie.
Bob Lito. Well, it's Dixieland time on our New Year's dancing party, and we feature Pina Tucko, Johnny Zell, and Bob Havens, and all the big band with the Muscat Ramble. that is fast. And now, he's known as Lawrence Welk's right-hand man, as well as Bobby Burgess's future father-in-law, Marin Florin. Beer Barrel Polka! Cutting in. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, wonderful theme, Bubbling Bubbles in the Wine. Well, good people, as we told you, 1971 has arrived here on the West Coast. And we hope it'll be a tremendous year for all of you. First of all, we'd like to say that this portion of NBC New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. And if we may borrow a word from Lawrence Welk, we hope the next 12 months will be a 1970 wonderful year for all of you. Ralph Portner speaking on behalf of Lawrence Welk, all his champagne music makers, and the great Palladium, Hollywood Palladium staff. Happy New Year!
NBC Radio News is next, followed by the Woody Herman Orchestra and the All-Star Parade of Band. Continues on the NBC Radio Network.
The champagne music of Lawrence Welk to ring in 1971 with that New Year's Eve broadcast from 1970. Now we're going to close out our program appropriately with Guy Lombardo. We've got Guy's final Auld Lang Syne, final time you're welcomed in a new year. This goes back to December 31st of 1976. Mr. New Year's Eve, for the final time, on December 31st, 1976. He passed away November 5th, 1977. So So that's it for 2023. I wish you all a very happy, healthy, and prosperous 2024. Happy New Year, everyone. Till we meet again next week.